1952. And so at this point, this is when their joint mission was given to them, because then the surprise was that Tria was going to get to be with Maitreya again. And this is a good point in that very often when we do join with our divine complement, we're in an ascension life very often when we're with our divine complement. And so we may or may not have missions that always allow us to be together. But because the connection in our consciousness is so strong, even if we are not physically together, we are still with them in a psychic manner. And this is a time when the both of them are together again after being physically separated for quite a while. And now they are giving their mission, which I will go over because it has to do with the parts of the book that I will be going through. And their mission is very much a multi-dimensional mission. And I'm sure all of you can relate to that, because you probably all feel like you're having multi-dimensional lives right now, because with the energies, there's so many things that are going on at the same time, and we find that we have to do many of them at once. So their mission was, one, that they will remain on the mothership in their higher expression to guide all the other aspects of themselves. And so let's just take a moment and all of us tune in and see if we are really feeling our higher aspect of self on the mothership. And I think it's pretty likely that we all do have this aspect of ourself on the mothership, or else we likely would not have been guided or interested in this endeavor. So feel this higher expression of yourself on the mothership, and feel how that component of your beingness is overlighting you at all times. And now the next component of their mission, which is likely our mission as well, is that we will maintain an essence of a half an octave up from Earth's baseline frequency. And this is the reality that we see from the corner of our eyes. It kind of blinks to our consciousness. And what was that? Where did that go? Or we walk into a room, we don't know why we were there. Because we have this other reality that's just like a half octave up. And it's like that next step up towards that fifth-dimensional Earth. And from this position, we're able to move more freely around and assist our Earth family, because our consciousness can more easily move into the core of the planet. And within the core of the planet, we can send our consciousness up to any place in the world that we wish to experience and assist. And the other one is that they will also time travel interdimensionally back to that time in the Palladian history where they had their first ascension. And it is within that earlier time that they were ascended from their physical self into their light-body selves. And now I'm asking each of you to remember the earlier times, because time is an illusion. There is only time on the third dimension. There's time on the fourth dimension, but it's much faster. And once you get into the fifth and beyond, it's all within the one. And within the one, we can choose any time that we wish to step into. So I'm asking each of you to take a moment to search around and find a timeline in which you experienced ascension. For all of you have ascended before on some world and in some reality. And that's why you are here now with your dedication to assist Gaia with her ascension. So you actually lowered your frequency level to log in to your physical form while your component in the mothership is still there. Your component in the lives that you are ascending are still there. And you can directly experience these different realities around you by going into meditation. And with practice, you will begin to hold more than one reality in your mind. And this is the beginning of multidimensional thinking and multidimensional consciousness, where you are able to hold on to one more than one reality at a time. So we're now going to take a journey from source down into that physical, that first place, that first timeline in which we took a physical form. And as we do that, we follow the flow, and the source is like in the 12th dimension. And within the source, there are all these different dimensions, and there's all these different rays. And the first ray is the ray of spirit, and it has been known as a masculine energy field, and it is the power of creation. Now realize that all of us are androgynous. So we can't say, oh, that males can do it, females can do it, male can't, because we're both. And that essence of the power of creation that we use with our own inner masculine energy, our own inner connection to spirit, we put out that power of creation and we move it into the second ray of the divine feminine, which is the ray of infinite wisdom. And so that power of creation matches that infinite wisdom to blend together in the third ray, which is the divine child. It is the ray of humanity, and it is the ray of unconditional love. And so the first ray has the seed of creation, and the second ray has the seed of our infinite wisdom, and the third ray has the seed of the divine child and unconditional love. And so we have power, wisdom, and love. And we have all these rays within our high heart. Within the threefold flame of our high heart, we have the power of creation, the infinite wisdom, and the unconditional love. And this power of creation is within ourselves. And so as we move through the process of being the creators of our reality, use our inner power of creation, and we run it through that infinite wisdom to give birth to that divine child of our creation. And then that divine child, meaning whatever reality, whatever situation, whatever circumstances in our lives that we have created with our thoughts, power within, with our emotions and infinite wisdom. And as we move into that third ray, then all the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rays arise from that divine child, arise from us, for we are the divine child of the Father, Mother, God, and Goddess, as we have taken on this physical form. And as we move into that fifth ray, we hold the divine quality of truth And this truth focuses on healing and science, knowing, learning. So feel within yourself that fifth ray. And feel within yourself that divine quality of truth that you have access to in every moment of the now. You have access to this fifth ray of truth. And truth will heal you. And truth will find the answers. So that is why it rules healing and science. And as you move into this fifth ray, you begin to remember your multidimensional self, because that is the truth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth that you are not just the divine child. You are also the Father, Mother, God. And you are also all of the creations that you are in the process of remembering mm-hmm. how to bring into enlivenment. Mm-hmm. And as you bring in these higher abilities that are innate to your multidimensional self, you begin to explore your higher perceptions and your expanded awareness. So you begin to have your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, clairsentience, your telekinesis. Clairvoyance is the ability to see multidimensional. Our audience is multidimensional hearing. Clairsentient is multidimensional feeling, instincts, awareness. And telekinesis is the ability to move objects with your mind so that you are moving beyond the need to manipulate your body to interact with the physical world. That you can interact with the physical world purely through your mind. And because your clairvoyance is online, you are able to see the higher frequencies that you will move with your mind. You'll be able to hear the higher frequencies and feel these higher frequencies. And so with your mind, you change the higher frequencies. And as these energy fields move down more and more into the physical, it also changes the physical. And as you expand your consciousness with this ray, you move into your planetary, your galactic consciousness. Because you are beginning to remember. And from your, the first ray, and the second ray, you are having that state of Mother, Father, God, all that is consciousness. And from the third ray, as you move in, and as you move into the fourth ray, I skipped, so we'll go back to the fourth ray now, that is the ray of your individual consciousness. So that fourth ray, in preparation for the fifth, which I just went through, that fourth ray focuses on your living in purity and peace. And that is the divine quality of that fourth ray, which is the ray of the expansion of your consciousness. And from that expansion of your consciousness, you can begin to feel that purity within yourself. And that purity is the very firewall that you use to protect yourself as you move through the third dimensional world. So each of you take a moment within your now to feel that purity within yourself and feel how that purity creates a firewall for yourself. And so that you are forever protected. And within this protection, you can come in to this knowing that you are a divine child of Source, that you are a beautiful being, that has come from Source, and you have taken on this individual consciousness. And then to return to the fifth ray, which is the exploration of consciousness, you then are moving in to the truth of your truest self. And you are able to use that truth to heal and to create and to interact directly with your multidimensional self. And amongst the members of your multidimensional self are your galactic beings that are your ancestors and higher expressions of yourself, as well as beloved Gaia, who is an expression of you, and you are an expression of her. For all of humanity, they hold the same earth, air, fire, water, and ether as earth. And whatever we do positively and lovingly for ourselves, we do positively and lovingly for Gaia. And unfortunately, it works the other way. So that is why it's so important that we live in unconditional love, not just of others, but of ourselves. For as we love ourselves, we love the planet. As we move into that sixth ray, we begin to remember that wonderful power of our unity consciousness with the Great One. And this sixth ray holds the divine quality of invocation, and it focuses on the reverence that we have of our daily life. And when we are centered in this divine quality of invocation through meditation, through chanting, through mantras, we begin to establish more and more intimate relationships with all these higher expressions of ourselves. So now I'm asking you to pull in and feel that power of invocation. And I'm sure that each of you might have certain invocations or mantras that you might use for yourself. And within your mind, allow that mantra, allow that deep connection to come within yourself. And as you feel that in yourself, then you can move into this higher light consciousness. And I will share with you briefly an invocation that I have used very often in my life, which is, I surrender my feet to the light of the One, so that I shall walk softly and with unconditionally loving energy on the body of dear Gaia. And I surrender my hands to the great light of the One, so that they should be used in service for all that are incarnated within and on the body of Gaia. And I surrender my thoughts to the One, so that I shall think of unity consciousness with all life. And I surrender my emotions to the light of the One, so that I shall remember again and again to live in unconditional love. And in this manner, I will see the higher light of the One. I will hear the higher light of the One. And I will feel the higher light of the One as it integrates into every cell and atom of my body. Take a moment and allow that higher light to move into every component of yourself. And as you do so, you could move into that seventh ray, which is the divine quality of transmutation. And the Arcturians have shared many times that humanity's greatest service is to be transmuters, because we have the ability to blaze, blaze, blaze the violet fire and and transmute all shadow into light, light, light. And this brings us into the consciousness of transmutation. Now, the difference between transformation and transmutation. With transformation, something has been added. With transmutation, nothing has been added, but the frequency has been expanded. And just like the DNA for the caterpillar and the gelatinous mass within the cocoon and the butterfly is exactly the same. It's moved through different frequencies. And as we have this power of transmutation, we are creating our return back to source. And as we return back to source, we ask you each to move in to that component of your third, fourth dimensional self and feel your individual consciousness. And feel your individual consciousness, your personality, your behavior, your loves, your desires, your challenges. And now transmute your energy field into your fifth dimensional consciousness, which is the consciousness of the planet and of the galaxy. So feel that you are a member of the body of Gaia, and feel Gaia around you, under you, over you, around you, and through you, and feel how you are also a member of the wonderful galactics that are assisting Gaia at this time of the transition. And now, transmute into your sixth dimensional self of higher light. And you feel this higher light as you manipulate through your world by allowing this higher light to be your precursor. You follow the higher light that has come into you through the first ray, integrated into you to the second, blended through all of you through the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and is transmuting the path before you of the seventh. And as you move into the seventh of your oversoul, you feel all of the incarnations that you have ever had on any third, fourth dimensional reality. And so, of course, it would be impossible for your third dimensional mind to think of all of those, but just feel that energy field, that immense energy field of all that beingness that is around you, all the knowing that you have within you, where you have access to everything that you have ever learned in any incarnation. You just need to expand your consciousness into that seventh dimensional frequency, and then you will be able to collect all of that information. And as you return to the 10th through 11th dimensions, you move into your cosmic consciousness, and you are now a member of the cosmos. Feel yourself as a galaxy. Feel yourself as a universe. Feel yourself as the multiverse. Feel all of you as you return to the source of the one of the now. Blessings be. I'll hand this over to Joanna now. Thank you, Joanna. I'll turn off my
microphone. There we go. I think. everybody can. There we go.
Be on the wall, but not the other way around.
There.
I don't know why that is, but.
So we're both talking now, so that's good. There's no reverb. That's good. Okay, so yes, you might have to turn your microphone off, Sue, if we get that reverb.
Can I turn it off now?
Yeah, just turn your microphone off. There we go. There we go. Perfect. So the thing that that helped me through this part of the book was the visualizations and imagining yourself in those light patterns, those bigger patterns that are allowing you to expand into your higher self and the consciousness itself. So those were pretty profound in that respect. And I remember specific meditations where I actually felt my cellular body dismembering and going out into space as I was being led by the higher being. So those meditations can take you through that, and you can focus on the rays of light if you choose to, if you're more of a color person, and you can attract yourself to those colors and focusing your visualizations on that to allow yourself to float higher and ever outward. And they can allow you some pretty powerful experiences. And remember that we are, our higher aspects and our other aspects of ourselves are also already there. And we're just remembering how to travel with them and commune with them. And so this is what ascensioning and awakening is all about, is allowing yourself that process of travel into that remembrance. And when you have those moments of meditation or reflection, and you can sense other time periods and other dimensionalities, you can feel your sense, whoa, I remember that. And you will get those moments of awareness, subtle awareness. And those are your moments of remembrance. So take hold of that and know that that's your aspect of your own ascension process happening right then and there. And then the swirling patterns of light as well, you'll see those in your meditations as you're ascending as well. And expanding into the various senses of who we are as energy beings. So again, your hearing and your sight and how you're going to sense things are changing every day. And these visualizations through this process of this particular part of the book is really key, because it can allow you to expand incrementally, whether it's small steps or whether it's in larger steps. So it's good to do the practical visualizations and meditations and incorporate them into your meditations if you can. And just allow yourself to feel what you would feel like if you were moving through that seventh ray. And allow yourself to seep into that essence of energy, and how would it feel, and allow yourself to come up with those experiences, because they are there, and it's allowing yourself to remember that. And we're always shifting again and into our intergalactic other aspects of who we are, as well as our helpers and our guides are always assisting us in this ascension process and transmuting ourselves from that one to that other aspect. And we can actually experience it in that moment if we stop and we have that moment of silence. And silence is really important about moving into the self and allowing the self to be heard. And therefore, we need that silence and reflection to allow that divine self to be awoken and to return back to self. So that was really powerful as far as the visualizations you can incorporate from this particular section of the book, and really have it work for you in your ascension process. So I'll let you continue, Sue.
Okay. Right. So I guess I'm back on. Okay. So now this next section is about bilocation. A lot of what our process is moving through all these different states of consciousness, and knowing that different states of consciousness wear different frequencies of body. And just as when we go to sleep at night and we dream in our fourth dimensional consciousness, we are still in our bed. And many of us have very vivid dreams, and many of us have dreams and or actually being on the starships. And what is actually occurring is that we are bilocating. Our physical body is still where it is, And our higher frequency of body is in another place. But we are in both places. Therefore, we have bilocated. And Saint Germain was the one who came to talk about this, because as you likely know, that Saint Germain is an ascended master of the seventh ray of transmutation, as we were just moving through. And Saint Germain is known to come back over many hundreds of years. And the same with El Moria and with Kutumi as well. And so what happens is that the ascended masters, which is basically what we will become when we ascend, is that we will become an ascended master. And many ascended masters, they hold a form on the physical form. I will ask Saint Germain as he comes in exactly how he does that. And as they hold that form so that if they feel a need to physically interact with the people that they are assisting, that they can offer that option. All right. Now, so Saint Germain is saying how that, excuse me, it's more. How that all of us can interact with all the different beings of the Now of the One, and we can communicate them with them on a personal level through this process of bilocation. So he brings in a couple of important points. And one of those points, if you are going into a process where you are wanting to bilocate to a higher frequency of yourself, is that make sure that you are desire-free, because our desire body is really a component of our third, fourth dimensional beingness. And as long as we have a desire about, oh, I want, and you know, let's take a moment and define a desire. In this sense of desire is, oh, I want that. And I know we've all had that, oh, I want to ascend so much. I want to go on the ship so bad. I want that new dress. I want that new car. You can feel that emotional attachment. And desire is actually the opposite of surrender. So desire is how we achieve what we work for in our third dimensional world. However, in the fifth dimension and beyond, we no longer desire, we surrender into. For we no longer have an individual consciousness that is desiring a certain thing. Instead, we are living in, within the unity of the One. And we are living in surrender to our highest guidance and allowing our highest guidance to come in through our higher perceptions and to fall into, flow into, merge with. So as we make sure first that we are desire free, then that assures that our ego self remains in the present physical location. Our ego self is the one who is having the desires. Our ego self is the one that wants a specific outcome and is willing to work to make it happen. And so that is the part of ourself that is staying. And just as the Arcturians have said many times, our physical self is actually our anchor into the body of Gaia. And we have taken on this physical self from our galactic selves, our celestial selves, our higher dimensional selves. We've stepped out our energy and taken on this physical self to anchor into Gaia, to be able to have the same earth, air, fire, water, ether as her, to assist with this planetary ascension. Now, the second is to make sure that your physical body is in a safe and totally protected place. And you're not going to bilocate while you're driving in the car, walking down the street, or sitting in a movie theater. You want to be in a place, hopefully in your home, in a room, in a chair, where you know that you will not be interrupted and you know that your body is very safe. The third one that Saint Germain brings up is that remember that bilocation does not happen in 3D time. When you bilocate to a higher reality, you can go into that higher reality and spend an entire lifetime in that reality. And then you can return back to your physical body the very second that you left. And in fact, there is a lot of that that is occurring in our lives now. Mm-hmm. But we are not aware of it to a large extent because we haven't put that intention into it. And we just feel like there's a little blip on the screen, a hiccup of, wow, I spaced out there for a moment. Where did I go? Oh, well, I got to get back and finish the dishes or get this report out. Okay, so what is happening unintentionally as a component of our ascension and our transmutation, we can call upon ourselves to do with that power of our great intention. Now, the fourth thing to remember is that you are only going to a reality, you're only going to bilocate to reality that feels a welcoming, unconditional love. And so as your consciousness is seeking around, you allow your high heart to guide you. You allow that unconditional love to recognize the resonance of that reality. And you are going to allow your infinite wisdom to know that, yes, this is the reality that we are creating, just as within this creation from the source. Creation is the same, whether it's a person, a planet, or the creation of an exciting adventure in a different reality. And then, with that infinite power of creation, we can allow our creative energy to step in to that reality. Now, they brought up the point of rescue work that we touched on last time. And that point of rescue work is that some of us, a lot of us, we volunteer to every now and again fly over the lower astral plane to make sure that if there's anyone who's looking up and saying, help, help, that we can call them up out of that lower frequency and assist them into another place. However, that is not a realm that we would want to enter. And we know we don't want to enter it because it feels very dark. It feels very scary. It feels very angry. Very often we know we've been there because we've had dreams of being in a war, or we wake up afraid, or we wake up angry, we wake up with these emotions. So that's an example of a reality that we not choose to enter. But we may choose to overlight that reality and serve as an assisting force to welcome someone into the light. Now, the fifth component that Saint Germain said is that we remember that all of us are wonderful, multidimensional beings of light, and that we are not leaving ourselves. We are just returning to a higher frequency expression of ourselves. And when we are in our physical self, then we have taken this higher frequency and we have encased it in a human form. But it is important that we remember that we are not God. We are this multi-dimensional frequency of light that is protected by and encased within this physical form. But we are not that lower frequency. Now we might intermingle with that lower frequency, but we are only using that third dimension as a login, as an anchor. For we are primarily resonating from our light bodies of the fifth dimension and beyond. And we have made an immense sacrifice in order to assist Gaia and to move into this illusion, move into this holographic reality, this holographic projection of a physical reality. But through this bilocation, we can take a little vacation. So where are we in time? All right, so we're going to just take a quick little vacation. So begin by feeling yourself within your physical chair, feeling how you are safe, feeling how you are protected at all times, and feel that unconditional love is all around you, and that you will be leaving time and coming back within that time. So now release, relax, and feel in your physical body around you. Saint Germain is coming in now. Beloved ones, I am Saint Germain, and I am inviting you to bilocate to me now in my light form that I am holding on New Earth. And since you are leaving time, it takes no time to bilocate to me. And I am assisting you on your maiden voyage. However, some of you have done this repeatedly, but I am assisting you on this voyage to remember that you will be moving into, bilocating into realities in which a higher frequency expression of yourself is holding a form and or intermingling, interact with, if it is a reality that is not one of form. So as you first feel the energy of Saint Germain, now feel the energy of yourself. As you feel that energy of yourself, use your great power of imagination to imagine that you are free of all desire, that you are free of all fear, you are free of all anger, you are free of all confusion, you are free of all competition, all comparison. As you enter the beautiful, magnificent frequency of Gaia's new earth, you feel within complete unity consciousness with all the members of Earth, with planetary consciousness of this higher frequency planet, and with galactic consciousness as you intermingle and know that you have moved in to a galactic reality in which you will be able to consciously and as often as you choose, board a starship, bilocate, transport, and become one with the myriad frequencies of reality. And feel that great adventure as you return back to time. Now you are within your clay vessel. To your memory, you have not left your clay vessel, but you have returned at the same moment that you left. Blessings be. Congratulations. Okay, I'm turning off my speaker now, Joanna, so you can ground and share.
Okay. This particular bilocation example, if you can use this at home, this is when I first started my practical bilocation experiences. So please use it as often as you can in your meditations, as long as you're at home and safe, in the safe environment, and allow your physical body and your spirit body to know that you're safe, and feel free to fly with your soul and with the higher aspects of who you are, because the experiences are truly wonderful, and it can allow you that aspect of your own self and your growth that I can personally say in my own experience I haven't felt anywhere else. So it is truly amazing when you can use these, and knowing that you're anchored within Gaia to return back to her that energy that you're also experiencing. Because remember that anything that you experience, you're also sending out back to wherever it is that you are in the universe. And whether it be Gaia or another dimensional realm, that energy is always flowing to and from you. And so you can build that up, and you can send it out in immense ways. And knowing that, especially now with our renewal and rebirth period, this is a perfect time, a perfect opportune time to try that bilocation, because it's allowing us those energies of remembrance into who we are, as to more of being reborn in every moment, that you're connecting yourselves with those energies. And with the cycles of the planets as well, when we have those astrological moments where certain energies are so profound, you can tap into those energies and really take yourself on journeys that you just can't experience in any other way when you create those visualizations. So we're really creating these new levels of ascension storytelling for other galaxies in the universe to use as us an example, because no other planet has gone through an ascension like this before. There's been other planets that have mirrored ascensions, but this is truly a new one for us to be in the darkness that we've been in and to come through. So this is all new for everybody in the galaxy and universe, and they're watching us very closely to see how we're moving through this. So the more that you can use these visualizations and moments to expand yourself, they're truly powerful. So it's been wonderful experiencing that. So I'll pass it over to you, Sue, and I'll get the picture changed here.
Okay. And
we're gonna be.
It looks like, oh, you switched me over, right? Okay. Mm. So now we are moving in to the experience of our the fact, as was mentioned before, that this is a holographic projection. And we are, it's much like if we were to play a video game on the computer. We are us, we are outside of the computer, and from outside of the computer, we decide that we are going to log in to this holographic video game. And in order to interact with that holographic video game, we need to have an avatar self. Now, our avatar self is this physical body that we are now wearing. Now, what happens, unfortunately, we get into our avatar self and we forget that it is a game, because we gain our individual consciousness. And as we gain our individual consciousness, we very often forget about our multidimensional consciousness. And we forget that there was a higher frequency of ourself that logged into this game, that logged into this holographic reality. And then what occurs is that we forget. And then we are trapped in the hologram. So this component was from the Arcturian. And so I'm going to bring in the Arcturian self. In fact, I'm going to bivocate. So to keep myself centered on my notes, I have to keep my eyes open and aware of what is going on within my physical world, at the same time that I remain open to the communications that come through my Arcturian expression. So I'm going to ask each of you now to take a moment and do the same thing. Now, each of you feel whoever, whatever, whomever is a higher expression of yourself. Now, feel this higher expression of yourself. And I'm going to share with you the same image that popped into my mind. And as I say that image, I will be giving images. And as I give images, we give images, that image pulls us into the same reality. For each of us now, we are creating a unity consciousness. We are creating a reality. And through our shared perceptions and our shared state of consciousness, we share this reality with each other. So reminding yourselves to take a long, slow, deep breath and align yourself, A, with your physical body that you are wearing, and feel the imagery that you're actually inside of a computer. You're inside of a holographic projection. And you look around and it looks just like anything else because you're just looking with your physical eyes now. So you just see, oh, there's a chair and there's a bookcase and there's the floor, and there's the window, because you're inside of the hologram and you think it's just a hologram. Now, bip out for a moment and go into the you, the higher expression of you, the one who logged in to the hologram. Now, as you look at this same reality from your multidimensional self, you can actually look into that holographic projection, that 3D game, and you can actually see that 3D matrix. And so just like this picture, there's a 3D matrix, and laid upon that 3D matrix is a board. And so you see that within that 3D matrix, there is a lot of separation in that world. And you see, however, within that separation from your higher vision of your higher dimensional self, you can see that connection. So now, first take a moment, and again, through your third dimensional self, look into the hologram and see how real it appears, and see how everything is separate, because your perceptions are calibrated to the third dimension, and it can only see third dimensional objects and hear and feel and experience third dimensional objects. Now, look into this matrix from your higher expression of self. And you may need to close your physical eyes because you're familiar with this area, you know what it looks like. And through your third eye, you can see, oh, look, there is a connection. There are fine beams of light that connect the chair to the table to the ground to the window to the closet to the other table to the bookshelf to the lamp to the chair to you. You are not separate. You are all connected. Your individuality, this individuality that you thought was real, that you thought was your human self, is actually your personal corridor, your personal Arcturian corridor, your personal portal that takes you into the 3D matrix. And feel that. Feel your 3D self as a doorway, as a corridor, as a portal. And feel the energies come through you from your higher self, so that you can see this connection. Now use your imagination to observe how the energy field moves from your higher self into the portal of your physical login self, and into your physical holographic projection. And then how it comes back into us, out through us, and back out into the higher frequencies. And as you do so, kind of turn around a minute. Turn around inside yourself and see, oh, look, there's a curtain there that whenever I entered into the physical world, that curtain was closed. And when that curtain was closed, I would look all around and I would not have the ability to see reality from my higher frequency. Now, as you see this curtain, and I instantly think of the Wizard of Oz, who was this great being that was the ruler of all, which we have placed as our multidimensional selves, making it to some kind of a being that is untouchable and beyond. And at the end, remember how, I think it was Dorothy, maybe, I'm not sure, remember who, to watch it again, pull aside the curtain and say, oh my, it's just a person. And as you pull aside that curtain, you can see yourself and say, oh my, it's me. It's just me. I am that great being. I am the being that makes everything happen behind that curtain. And remember that the illusions that you have made inside of this holographic reality were created by you, by your inability, lack of remembrance, lower consciousness that forgot to remember that I am not just a human. I am a portal of light. And I have taken on this form, this human vessel that serves as a portal so that I could constantly stream the higher light through my vessel and in to the holographic projection. And how does that feel? When you experience that flow of energy as you're being not the one to whom that energy is invisible, not the one to whom that energy just flows around without your having much to say about it, but you being the one that has actually created the flow of that energy. quite a responsibility. Now, how are you doing that right now? Right now, in this exact moment, how are your thoughts influencing the flow of energy around you? How are your emotions influencing the flow of energy around that room? Now, attend to the holographic screen, because when you were lost, you were part of a holographic picture. There was not a screen. It was a picture, and you were part of the picture. Now, see the screen. See the screen that is by that curtain. You couldn't see the screen because the curtain was in front of it. You've pulled back the curtain. You've pulled back the screen. And you place your attention not on the tapestry of the projected light that has created this hologram, but on the light that is coming through your portal, and that you are projecting onto that screen. So being the you, so to speak, on the other side of the screen, stepping into your multidimensional self while you are still bilocated within the hologram, feel how the you behind the screen, the creator you, has chosen a frequency of light that moves through the curtain, through the screen, into the projected reality, and you are holding a third dimensional vessel within that reality. Now, each individual is projecting their individual light into this portal. And so we have the individual reality that is being shared by every member of the 7 billion plus beings. And somehow we are able to maneuver through this. Somehow we are able to know our own point within this tapestry of 7 billion people. And now do you see how difficult it has been for Gaia to maintain peace and love with all of these different streams of light beaming through very different portals to project in very different visions to somehow merge into this massive picture, holographic picture of life on third dimensional Earth. Now going back to your multidimensional self, imagine yourself as being not the corridor that the light goes through, not the holographic projection that the light seems to appear to be dictating our lives, but our multidimensional self behind the curtain, behind the screen. But we have opened our portal. So the behind is the greatest illusion of all, because it is not behind, because it is us. Feel yourself as that projector self. And feel how you are projecting that light into that holographic expression of you that has become lost within the 3D matrix and send that you a great deal of unconditional love. I unconditionally love you. I unconditionally accept you. I unconditionally forgive you for becoming lost and forgetting that I am you. I am the projector of you. Now, you forgot that in this portal that there is a window, and this window is a means through which you can always be aware that you are the portal. This moves through you, and there are actually seven windows, such as there are seven chakras, and there are seven versions of this reality that you perceive. And the reality that you perceive is consistent with the frequency of the window through which you perceive it. So when you perceive reality through your high heart, you see a reality that is based on unconditional love. On the other hand, when you see a reality through your second chakra, you are more inclined to want to find protection, to feel the fear, and to want to find a way to birth a new life. You do not have to birth a new life. You have a perfectly wonderful life right now. You just forgot that light. And now, this earth vessel, which has this window into this portal, is able to see that doorway that takes you out of the holographic game. And do you see that window? Do you see that door? You see that door that is the portal that you are. And stand right in the center of that door. And look around and look in to the holographic projection and into the holographic reality, and then look in to the higher light, the you that has decided to log into this reality, and remembering that, oh yes, it is you. You are me. I am you. You are the reason that I have projected into this game. And this multidimensional self whispers into you, you do not need to log in to that holographic illusion. It is just a game. Ascension is turning around inside yourself to log in to your multidimensional self, instead of the holographic projection. Take a moment within your now and feel this choice that you have made within your greater self. And as you choose to log in to your multidimensional self, you can still hold your physical vessel. You can still bilocate, because that physical vessel that you are wearing is very good. That physical vessel is the anchor of the corridor of light that you are. So feel how you use that physical vessel to be an anchor point and go back turn around to your multidimensional self. From your multidimensional self, you can see the holographic projection, and you can see your physical self. You can play the game in which your physical self, that you are bilocated in as well, travels down into the core of Gaia. And as it travels down into the core of Gaia, you anchor your portal of light into the core of Gaia. And you stay as a guardian for your portal of light. So you bilocate yourself into the core of Gaia so that you remain the anchor in the crystal core of Gaia for the transmutation of the violet fire and the unconditional love that streams from source. You are the physical vessel that moves through the 3D game, awakening, assisting, helping, and teaching. You are the multidimensional self that is the door, the window into the holographic game. You are the even higher expression of your multidimensional self that first chose to walk in and feel the circuitry of all the beingnesses of your one self that has bi-located into many realities. Blessings be our dear, courageous transmuters of Gaia. We the Arcturians salute you. We watch you from our ships. We guide you from our multidimensional guidance into your multidimensional selves who move into your personal individual consciousness. We are all one now.
Beautiful, Sue, and the Arcturians. Thank you. And it's a reminder that the various aspects of who we are can assist us in our ascension journey by feeding and free-flowing that information back and forth so that the information is grounded for our own specific ascension journey as well as Gaia's. So that's the most profound thing from that segment. We are all aspects of everything, and it can feed information back and forth for our own growth and expansion, as well as for Gaia, because we are all one.
Yes, we are.
Did you have anything to follow up with that, Sue, as far as any other topics? We're at the kind of the end of our segment now.
I think, am I on? I'm on.
Yep.
Okay. No, I think that is pretty much a wonderful place. Oh, I was going to talk about that as, I forgot one, within that circuitry of ourself, we have the circuitry of ourself, that node of awareness, that anchor of light in the core of Gaia. We have that anchor of light in the core of our physical self. We have that anchor of light through the portal of our multidimensional self. We have that anchor of light of our multidimensional self who has logged into the video game. And we have that anchor of light, which is the swirling patterns of light that are beyond all form. Mm-hmm. And in the infinity of the downness of the one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. and we're calibrating ourselves to whichever we choose to focus and perceive ourselves in. And when we do our meditations and our visualizations, it's perfect time to expand on those calibrations and where we choose to focus our energies and focus our intentions on our experience. And then again, we feed that right back to the higher elements of who we are, as they are all ascending in the same process that we are. And then again, we can't stress this enough on how important it is to feed that information back out to Gaia and all of the species in through our ascension, because ascension is a full package deal. It's not the humans only on the earth. It's all of the insects and the nature elementals and our oceans and our air and our trees. So we're always feeding that information back out from whatever we gain through our learning process, and have it expand all of us in our unity as a whole and as a one. So, yes, and it's a perfect time to take on that energy in our spring equinox. I'll leave you all with that as well. And we are going to say our wonderful closing blessing that Sue always leads us in, because she is such a powerful and immense energy for unconditional love and respect and higher learning. And we'll go around our circle when we've co-created this energy and have Sue close us off with unconditional love, if we send it right back to each other in our circle of learning and higher growth.
Okay. We're going to start with Marie, and we're all going to send Marie our unconditional love. Now we will send Lorraine our unconditional love. Now we will send Alexa our unconditional love. And we will send Alex our unconditional love. And we will send Aaliyah our unconditional love. We will send Joanna our unconditional love. And we will send Suzanne our unconditional love.
Wonderful.
Blessings be.
Blessings be. And thank you again for everybody joining us today in this wonderful class. And we hope that you take these practical things that we've learned throughout this series and putting them into practice in your own space and in your own home, because they really do work. I'm a testament to all of the practical elements in the books. So the many visualizations that can take you to higher levels and a more expanded awareness. So please review the books as often as you can, because you do expand and learn every single time you do it, because your consciousness changes at every thought. So keep that in mind as you're growing and changing along the way. Our next class is April, 2 weeks from today. And then we're going to be posting more classes as well for follow-up. And I think we're going to stick to once a month classes as well, so that we give everybody lots of time to do their other things. So please stay posted to the websites. I know Sue's just done a bunch of work on hers, and we're always changing things on my blog as well and my website. So stay tuned and stay connected. We always hear from you throughout the weeks on how you're doing with your progress. And so we thank you, and we're sending love and blessings out to you all for your ascension journey and your higher learning. So as we sign out today, our final blessings and love to you all, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for joining us. Wonderful having you.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Joanna.